Today's podcast is sponsored by TrueCar. You know, there used to be an old way of getting your news. You'd have to go to the newsstand, wait for the newspaper, and not get a podcast like News AF to tell you about all the actual factual news in the world. Well, there's an old way and a new way to go shopping for a brand new car, and that's TrueCar.com and the TrueCar mobile app, because what makes TrueCar truly special and unique is their TrueCar certified dealer network, which allows you to pick out the exact car that you want with all of the features that you're looking for and see what other people are paying for that same exact car down to the zip code, because TrueCar has over 10,000 TrueCar certified dealers that also believe in that same new way to buy a car. And with guaranteed savings, TrueCar certified dealers will honor those savings that you find on the website. It's that simple. TrueCar users are saving an average of over $3,000 off of MSRP without any hassles or headaches. It's how car buying was always meant to be. There's been over 2 million cars sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. You could be the next one. Go ahead and visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app and start saving. TrueCar, never overpay. Hey, I'm Rob Sestrino, and we are talking about all of the stories from the week of February 1st, 2016 that are News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back to talk about all of the actual factual news from the week gone by. It's News AF, and here's our News AF team. Here we go. Reporting live from the island of Hawaii, or one of the Hawaiian islands, we have Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great, dude. I'm in Hawaii.
Yes. And of course, with us as always is Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Hey, team.
How is it going?
It's going great, but it's snowing here.
Yes.
Yes.
Did we need to have anybody in Iowa for the Iowa caucus?
I'm sure we could find somebody.
Yeah.
There to talk to us on Blab.
Tyson, would you caucus?
I'll cock you.
What's going on right now?
Cock us, not cock me.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So we're anxiously awaiting word of that. We record this, of course, every Monday here on blab.im, and we are ready to go. Tyson is into week two of his vacation in Hawaii. Tyson, how has that been?
Oh, it's great, dude. Imagine waking up and eating Kahlua Bork for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then just hanging out. What?
You don't get bored?
With what, the food?
Yeah, you eat the same meal every single day.
No, but my feet are super swollen.
Why?
From what?
Walk on fire?
The pork, from eating all the pork.
Are they trying to turn into hooves?
Or yeah, whatever? No, I don't actually eat that much pork, guys. We eat burritos here. We eat Kahlua pork. I think I already mentioned that. There's lots to eat, Rob. Tropical fruit.
A lot of variety. Pork and burritos.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of... Have you ever had star fruit?
No.
No.
What?
All right, let me hang up right now. I'll be right over.
Okay.
Why don't you send him some through the mail? Yes.
What is a star fruit? Is it shaped like a star?
Yeah. It's shaped like a star. And it's delicious and it's crunchy.
Crunchy fruit? Sweet. Like an apple?
Yeah. No, more like a celery.
Like a celery? Well, then you're not selling me when you call it like a celery.
The crunch is like
nothing
a celery.
Nothing you've said sounds appealing.
Okay, the crunch is like a celery, so it's like really juicy.
Yeah.
But it's a light crunch.
A light crunch.
And it's nice and sweet. I guess like an apple sweet, but maybe sweeter.
Okay.
I think you guys would both like them.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see if the listeners have ever heard of the star fruit and they're going to check it out.
Tony thinks it's lame, but most people think they're good. Everyone likes star fruit, guys.
Yeah, Con Glenn in the chat says that it is like a pineapple. So we like pineapple, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So we will get more updates on Fruit AF as well.
Okay.
Fruit AF segment. Okay. You want to jump into talking about all of the news from the week, since some of it is going to be food related as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, let's do this.
We've been always on the cutting edge of all of the fast food news, but there's been a big controversy that has hit one of America's most beloved fast food chains, and McDonald's, while they are...
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say Subway.
No.
Okay.
No, we have no Subway news. Over at McDonald's, while, you know, everything seemed great, all day breakfast, and it seemed like everybody was loving that, and they announced this new McDonald's mozzarella cheese sticks, 3 for $1. Everything was all well and good. People were very excited, but a big controversy has happened because there are many people who are going to McDonald's getting the 3 cheese sticks for $1. But while they did receive the cheese sticks, there is no cheese inside the hollow mozzarella cheese stick carcass, Danny. You're a big McDonald's guy, right?
Oh, yeah, huge. And I'm not surprised by this at all. I mean, it's not real chicken in the chicken nuggets. Why put cheese inside the mozzarella cheese sticks?
Yeah, but that's a little different, though, right? I mean, it's not like you go into, you get a chicken nugget and you bite into it and there's nothing in it.
Okay, they're selling these cheese sticks for $1. And I bet you this cheese was then stolen on its way to the McDonald's and sold in Canada, where they can fetch a handsome price, way more than $1. Ooh,
that's a good idea.
Right?
Here's what this is what's most perplexing to me, is how do they get the shell to keep its shape?
Mm.
Do they have artists sculpting these things?
Like, yeah.
Here's what I
empty.
Think.
What's the breading form around?
Yeah, what if the cheese melts out? Yeah, melts out, and that this is just because they're starting up this new product and they haven't mastered the technique of cooking it.
You think that's what's going on? Mm-hmm. And so it's, but don't you think that, you know, mozzarella cheese sticks? I mean, I feel like that's a pretty easy thing. You know, once it's made, I feel like the technique to cook it seems pretty easy. It seems like any.
But Tyson raises a really good question. How are they maintaining their shape? I mean, they came frozen, like breaded frozen with no cheese inside. Hmm. But
it's mind boggling still.
Yeah.
Where's the cheese? That could be their new campaign slogan.
Who moved my cheese? Find out at McDonald's.
Yeah. Maybe they'll add like the cheese burglar to the Hamburglar.
Oh, you think the Hamburglar could have had something to do with this?
Yeah, he's kind of sick and tired of these other products stealing the spotlight off the old-fashioned hamburger.
Yeah. Well, this has been an international phenomenon. Even in Europe, people are saying that they're having this thing happen where they end up just getting the husk of the cheese stick, but no cheese inside.
But the husk is still deep fried, right?
Yeah. So you think that's still pretty delicious?
What are they complaining about? Yeah, I bet it's still delicious. Fill that up with some marinara and you're good to go, bro.
What are you complaining about? You got a free fried stick of stuff.
Yeah, a fried empty shell. Could you put stuff in the shell? Is that useful at all for anything else? Was there any use for the cheeseless husk of the mozzarella cheese stick?
I was going to say chew up some hamburger meat and then pack it in there.
Yeah, spit it in there. Pack it in there nice.
That might be okay. Could you put Kahlua pork in there, Tyson?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, definitely. You definitely could.
How about star fruit?
Star fruit in a fried mozzarella stick shell?
Yeah, you'd have to chop it down pretty fine, but you could do it.
Mm. Now, Danny, are you saying that because of the price is so low, the 3 for $1, are you saying that people don't even have a right to complain about this? Are you saying that what are you complaining about? You only spent $1?
Now, that's what part of me says. But the other part of me says, you thought you were getting mozzarella sticks. You should get mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, I think so. I think you can't screw the people out of their mozzarella. We have a question in the chat from Spy Gadget Rentals wants to say, who in their right mind would eat that garbage?
There you go.
Americans and most of the rest of the world.
I'd try it. Sure, I'd try it. You know, I don't think you should eat it every day like it's Kahlua pork or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd try it too. I would be curious. There's a McDonald's here, but I haven't eaten at it yet.
Yeah. So do they have different stuff? Do they have different stuff in Hawaii at McDonald's? And do you think that you could go in and investigate this, Tyson?
Yeah, I'll go in and investigate. I think they definitely do. I think they definitely do. Those are contradicting statements, but they do.
No. So what do we think is it? So we think that the potentially that McDonald's doesn't have the exact process down to be able to do this? Or do you think they're forgetting to put the cheese in it?
I think that's the same thing. I think they don't have the process down and that's, you know, mistakes are being made. Someone's forgetting to insert the cheese block into the breaded compartment somewhere in some factory in middle America.
But how is the breading? That's maybe the mystery.
Yeah,
how's the breading keeping its shape?
Dude, it's phantom cheese.
Do you think that some of the cheese sticks are accidentally being overstuffed? Is that what's going on here? Where there's like some people might be getting a mozzarella cheese stick that has so much cheese that they forgot to put it in some, but they put too much in others.
Ooh, yeah.
Like there are a peanut with three peanuts inside.
Oh, yeah. That's lucky when you get one of those peanuts.
Yeah. Is it unlucky when you get a mozzarella cheese stick with no cheese in it?
Yeah, but yes. It's extra lucky to get one with double cheese.
If you get double cheese. I mean, should McDonald's look into, like Pizza Hut has done, of some sort of like cheese stuffed rolls for the buns?
That sounds so gross. Cheese stuffed rolls.
Why? You eat a cheeseburger. What if you had a roll at McDonald's that the cheese was stuffed in the roll?
No.
No, you're out on that?
I have to draw the line somewhere when it comes to... If it's bigger than your thumb, it shouldn't have cheese inside of it. Maybe that's going to be my rule.
Yeah. Tyson, you wouldn't try the cheese-stuffed bun at McDonald's?
Yeah, it depends on the type of cheese, but I probably would.
Yeah. Monty Henry in the chat says, for $1, you get 3 pieces of the cheese stick, and it's 200 calories. He says that you would have to walk 52 minutes to burn 200 calories. Isn't that a win-win? You get to walk and also have delicious cheese sticks?
Yeah, I walk 52 minutes a day pretty much out here in Hawaii, so I feel like I have afforded myself those.
Yeah, or do you dodge a bullet when you didn't get the cheese in them, so then you could just eat the husks, which are probably less calories? Yeah. That's almost like diet cheese sticks.
Mm. Or just throw it all away and just sit in front of your computer all day.
Why would you do that? What does that have to do with this?
Well, because if you didn't eat the sticks, now you don't have to walk the
15 minutes. You don't have to walk.
So now you can just sit at your computer.
And just be hungry?
Yeah, but you get a sit. You don't have to go anywhere or do anything.
Yeah, and
I don't make the rules, okay? I'm trying to give people an alternative to walking for 52 minutes.
Yeah. So what do you do? Do they give you new cheese sticks or do they just say like, hey, like a carpe diem or I don't know, what is it? What's buyer beware?
Seize the day.
Yeah, no, that's not it. That's not it.
No, McDonald's policy, they'd give you new cheese sticks.
They'd give you new ones, right?
Yeah. So essentially, this can be all made up by the people who feel like 3 cheese sticks just isn't enough.
People could be breaking them in half and slurping out the cheese.
Yeah.
Or maybe the cheese comes out as one whole piece and then they're posting these pictures.
Yeah. So you think that there could be some people who are just trying to beat the system, trying to get free cheese sticks. They're eating the cheese. They're getting the extra cheese. They're like, hey, what happened? They're going on social media. They're tweeting about it.
And I could explain why there's still the whole shell. And in some of these pictures, it looks like there's cheese dripping out of the empty shell.
Mm, so is that what happened? Did the cheese leak out?
Think that's possible. Yeah, I think they could pull it out.
A little bit of like a ship in a bottle. How did it happen?
I don't think it could leak out like in the deep fryer or something because around it all gets fried up. So it's sealed.
Yes. Yes.
I think the fryer would seal it up.
Too bad we don't have anyone in the chat room who works at McDonald's.
Yeah,
input would be very helpful right now.
Yes, thank you, by the way, to Miss Lulicious, who says that buyer beware is caveat emptor, not carpe diem. But this is caveat empty when you get one of these empty shells.
Ooh, nice. I smell a hashtag.
So we will follow what's going on, but I'm sure the over at Burger King, I bet they're having a field day with this. I mean, I expect Super Bowl ads talking about how all of their stuff has what it's supposed to have in it. Our chicken tenders actually have chicken inside it, as opposed to over at McDonald's when you get one of their things and it's empty. I bet that this is going to be a PR nightmare for McDonald's.
Yeah, they're fine. They've seen worse.
I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. Plus, we don't really know how widespread
this is.
It's
the top story on News AF. What a disaster for them.
I know, but on BuzzFeed, I mean, they have like, what, 10 pictures of empty mozzarella sticks out of the 500 million they sold?
Yeah, well, people are tweeting all about it. So make sure if this happens to you, you let somebody know so that we can try to get, you know, I don't want to see that, you know, too many people having being taken advantage of by the big guys out there.
Yeah.
Fighting for the little guys who want, who deserve their mozzarella.
Down with corporations.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't let them push you around and give you empty cheese sticks. All right. In other food related news, Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Yeah. Tyson, do you have big plans for you and Rachel in Hawaii for Valentine's Day?
I think just being in Hawaii is probably good enough, right?
I guess. Well, you know what? I feel like there's been lots of times where I say, oh, well, this counts for that. And then I, no, sir. No, siree, Bob. That is not correct.
Here's the thing is that they say it doesn't really matter that much. And you say, oh, okay, cool. So you skip it. And then you come to find out it actually does matter that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's problematic for Valentine's Day. Danny, do you have big Valentine's Day plans?
No, I only.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Just recently found out that it was coming up.
When? Just today? Just barely?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes. So no big plans because Valentine's Day is just a big screw.
Corporate you. Scam.
Yeah, corporate scam by the heart candy industry.
Yeah.
Well.
All the corporate fat cats sitting on their piles of money.
Yeah, the same people that take the cheese out of your cheese sticks.
With their top hats and monocles.
Yep. Gold-tipped canes.
For those of you guys who are looking for a late, well, it's not even a late gift item. It's only February 1st. But there is something new that you can do that's an affordable gift for once. There's a new website called mysterypotato.com.
News BS.
Instead of sending some sort of like card or candy, you can send a romantic potato, Tyson.
Ooh. Mm. What kind of potato? Idaho russet?
Oh, I think so.
A starchy message of love.
Yeah. So you can pick out the potato that you want and customize the message for that special someone and have it get to them for Valentine's Day.
Why not?
Okay.
Here's a novel idea. Why not just say it yourself to their face, you know, with, using words and not a potato? Doesn't that sound more romantic?
Yeah, but words are just like fleeting, just like,
you know how many words you need to make a picture? 1,000.
And you can't fill words with bacon and sour cream.
Right. Right. Well, I don't think you should eat the words. I feel like that, you know, it doesn't taste any extra delicious. I think you want to sort of like, you know, put it on a mantle.
What I want to know is how do people with ideas like this get so much attention for their stupid idea that's obviously a bunch of crap? They're writing stuff on potatoes with permanent markers.
Yeah.
That's it. They're not how many orders they get. I would be surprised if they get very many and if they can even handle more than like 5 because it's just two college guys in their dorm room with this funny idea that then got pushed up to BuzzFeed and this is their worst nightmare and you know their dream come true because now they got the attention they wanted from it, but now they might actually have to fulfill the promises on their website.
Yeah.
So,
well, they have a list of all the different ideas that you could have written on the potato to send to the person that to make you feel some sort of special message. I have my eyes on you. That's one of them.
I like that. Yeah. Because potatoes have multiple eyes, Danny.
Mm. I okay. All right. I don't know why. What's an eye? The thing that grows out from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You're a strong, independent potato that need no man.
Oh, my God.
Mayonnaise. Need no mayonnaise? Is that what you think?
No. I don't really know if mayonnaise ties into a potato. I guess a potato salad. You have in some sort of potato mayonnaise pun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything we could do with spud? I mean, that's really the only potato, like, you know, word that I know.
This spud's for you?
Yeah.
There you go. Nice. Maybe you could work for these guys, Tyson.
Yeah,
hey, maybe I do.
I've got an idea. Why don't we test this out? And Rob, why don't you order me and Tyson a bag of potatoes each?
A bag of potatoes? Danny, they're like $8 or $9 each.
I know, but we deserve
for one potato.
Whoa, yeah,
right.
Okay. I saw that $9 for a big potato.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like you can go to the Outback and I don't think it's $9 to get the potato prepared for you.
Why don't we do something Outback like this?
Steakhouse? Well, what should we do? What about, okay, Tyson, could you get all of the sweet fruit that you can fit in your luggage in a Hawaii? Star fruit. A star fruit. And what do you think of that? And,
yeah, you can get star fruit in the U.S. too, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
So
sounds exotic.
Is it something like, I feel like the potato is a good canvas though for the permanent marker. How's the star fruit for the canvas?
I think for permanent marker, it's okay, but the star fruit is too delicate. It wouldn't ship well.
See, the potato keeps for a while. Like if we said, okay, well, we're going to send out people.
Potato's really the perfect vessel.
Yeah. A banana with a name on it. I feel like, you know, after a couple of days, that banana is going to turn all sorts of different colors and eventually just start to decompose.
Plus, potatoes are having their moment. You know, they're in The Martian. They were a big part of that movie. And so potatoes are on everybody's mind. So maybe
everybody's. The Martian was the top comedy movie of 2015, as we all know.
Yes.
Yes. A very hilarious comedy.
Wasn't it directed by Adam Sandler?
I don't know.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think you're right about that. So we got to come up with something. Maybe the chat room can tell us.
What about watermelons for the 4th of July? That would work.
I think it's hard to ship a watermelon.
It costs a lot. It's like $150 per watermelon, but we write special messages on it about independence.
The watermelon, I think, could break during transit. We'd have to really work on our packing issues.
I think that's the whole, do they put the potato in a package or do they just send the potato with like a postage stamp on it?
No, I think they probably put it in a box.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
I was more excited about just getting a naked potato in the mail.
Naked potato. Okay, so maybe we could just like beat them at their own game. Maybe just instead of potato with a message on it, we send some sort of like sexy naked potato.
Yeah.
Like we find like the most attractive potatoes.
Exactly.
I don't think that was the kind of naked Tyson was talking about.
Why? What kind of naked was Tyson talking about?
It was.
Was it? I thought a naked potato, wasn't that a potato with nothing in or on it? Right?
No.
When you order a naked potato.
You want to peel it.
The naked potato the naked potato was just going to have the address written right on the potato. You just throw it in the mail.
Ooh, that would be great.
And they just get it and they're like, what? Because I think the U.S. Postal Service used to ship anything as long as it had an address written on it and a stamp.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could send just like a shoe with an address written on it.
Let's try it.
I don't think you can anymore, but I think you used to be able to.
Yeah, they want to sell you their envelopes.
We could be the new Zappos.
That's true.
We're just going to save money on boxes.
One shoe at a time. You could come at it from like an environmental angle. Like,
right.
You know,
no cardboard, no paper. We send you the shoes just with a stamp on them.
Mm-hmm.
The most environmentally sound way to ship shoes.
And the stamp will come off with a little rubbing alcohol.
Perfect. Now, if you want to get back at somebody, this I don't really understand. So you can send your ex an ex revenge sack of potatoes. It only costs $149. And it's a bag of potatoes that has mean messages on it. Like, you are rotten. You are crazy. Oh. You stink. And I faked it.
That's what Twitter's for. Why would you send potatoes?
Or would you spend $150 on that?
Yeah. You do it for free over the internet.
I think it's got to really sting, though, when you get a bag of potatoes with mean messages on it from your ex.
Don't you think it stings more knowing you paid $150 for a bag of potatoes and not even knowing how the ex is going to feel? Mm. If I were the ex, I'd be like, they can't get over me. That is hilarious.
Yeah, then maybe the ex can like take the potatoes and turn them into mashed potatoes and then just eat them and like send you like an Instagram of like, here I am eating your angry words.
Or here I am feeding my new girlfriend your potatoes. Delicious.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's mysterypotato.com. Something to keep in mind if you're stuck for some gift ideas for this Valentine's Day. Something to keep in mind. I might consider that for my wife. I consider just the reaction. I might have to Snapchat or the reaction of her getting. They'll probably want to put it up on their website, the reaction of my wife of when I give her one of the mystery potatoes.
The look of disappointment.
Yes. All right, let's take a moment and thank a sponsor for this episode of News AF. And those are our friends over at Pro Flowers. We've been talking about Valentine's Day. There's so many bad gifts that you could be sending people, like a potato for Valentine's Day. Why not get your special Valentine something that they're really going to want, like flowers from Pro Flowers? Tyson, wouldn't Rachel like some Pro Flowers?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know what women want.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you what they want. They want this. They want this. That special someone, some of these Pro Flowers, because, you know, it's hard to say exactly how you feel for Valentine's Day, but it's so easy, because with Pro Flowers, it makes it so much easier. You don't have to actually think of something to say. You just say, here, surprise, I got you the Pro Flowers that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because it shows that you are thoughtful. It's something that that she's gonna love, and it says that message perfectly. Because you know, it's always very tricky to pick out that special something, especially when you're not in the same town. A lot of people have a long distance commitment, and then you get these Pro Flowers, and it's perfect. You're the hero for Valentine's Day. Take all the stress out of Valentine's Day, because it can be very stressful. I gave myself an ulcer 1 year, Danny.
Flowers are a safe bet.
Yeah, the safest bet going for Valentine's Day, because at Pro Flowers, they've got one dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. If you order this week, they throw in free chocolate too. Tyson, can you beat that?
What?
Yeah.
Not free chocolate, dude. That's the best.
Or you could do it really right. Double the roses for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com. Use the promo code REALITYTV. It's quick, easy. They've got delivery for Valentine's Day. It's guaranteed. They're guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. So go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner. Type in REALITYTV. That's reality space TV. That's the offer code. That's proflowers.com. Click the microphone. Type in the code REALITYTV. Order today. This deal expires Friday at midnight. We got another food-related story this morning. We are talking also about a big heist. For the second time in a week, police in Wisconsin have found a stolen load of cheese worth $70,000. Earlier in the week, it was $70,000 worth of cheddar that had been stolen from a distribution center in Milwaukee. This week, it's $70,000 worth of Parmesan stolen from a distributor in Marshfield.
See, this article says $90,000.
Oh my God. It's even worse than we first imagined.
Yeah, 41,000 pounds of Parmesan.
Okay. What is going on?
And it's on its way to Canada?
Yes.
Yeah, is it
going to Canada, or are we starting to think that maybe this story is connected to McDonald's and there's an inside job that somebody is embezzling all the cheese from McDonald's and this story is connected?
But it's the wrong kind of cheese, isn't it? Not that McDonald's cares, but...
Yeah, I think McDonald's will jam whatever in there. Whatever's cheapest.
Well, it's not going to be this cheese. It's expensive.
What's going on with cheese? I mean, why all of a sudden are we talking about cheese? It used to be cigarettes and alcohol, and now it's cheese?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have ever guessed that cheese would become the currency of the future.
Yeah.
I really thought it would be cigarettes and ammunition.
I mean, are we headed towards some sort of like cheese prohibition where people are just like sort of like stockpiling it in case of, or is it just like, is this like some sort of like zombie apocalypse type thing where people are sort of getting ready for a natural disaster?
I just think
here's the thing.
Doomsday preppers. Doomsday prepper Jack.
If you freeze the cheese, it lasts a long time and it's pretty calorie dense. So if you are suiting up for an apocalypse, plus it's going to constipate you, so you won't have to stop and be vulnerable as many times in the week.
Yeah. Do the hard cheeses keep well in a zombie apocalypse?
From personal experience, I keep a block of cheese in my pocket and it tends to get a little soft throughout the day. Just like to take it out and gnaw on it from time to time.
Yeah, Danny snacks on raw cheese. Just like,
yeah,
at least $10 worth of cheese in my pocket at all times.
Wow. So if I get robbed, that's not very much
robbed,
though.
I know, but if I get robbed, I've got something to give them.
So they say, hey, like empty out your pockets. Money.
I've got a credit card and some cheese, and they always take the cheese.
They always take the cheese. Now, do they think that you're referring to cheese as in like money? Like, is it like they think that it's that you're just using slang? That's a lot of cheese.
No, they recognize the street value because the word on the street is that cheese is the new thing. So, yeah.
Wow. So I can't believe all of this cheese. Like, are they going to have to start transporting cheese in like these Mack trucks, Mack and cheese trucks?
Oh, with armed escorts.
Yeah. Like a Brinks truck where the guy is like an armed security guard. I don't get it.
Wells Fargo was the new cheese vendor.
I don't understand why people are smuggling and stealing so much cheese. It's like oil is dirt cheap, but cheese prices are going through the roof.
Well, here's the thing. If you look at that Parmesan heist, they had 41,000 pounds. If you do quick math, it was like just over $2 per pound. That doesn't seem like a really high value.
Yeah. I don't really understand how this is working, because I think even once you steal all the cheese, like you got to have like distribution in place to move it.
Maybe there's like a fondue gang. And they just need huge quantities of cheese to maintain their fondue habit.
Their swimming pool of fondue.
Yeah.
pool of melted cheese.
Do we think it's all going to Canada? I know we talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance this is all Canada bound.
All right. Well,
yeah, I'm pretty certain too.
What we need to do is find out from any of our Canadian listeners of the podcast, go to McDonald's. And find out, order the cheese sticks at McDonald's and see if they're getting empty cheese sticks at McDonald's. I feel like that would probably be a tip. You know what I'm saying? Because
how do you mean?
Because if they end up with, you know, if we find out that like all of a sudden, like, you know, that in Canada, they're able to, you know, give these three cheese sticks for a dollar, fill all these cheese sticks. And we've already established. Mm-hmm. The high price that, you know, some of this cheap cheese is coming in from somewhere.
That's true. Wow.
I don't know. It's all connected.
Yeah. All our Canadian listeners, go to McDonald's immediately after this podcast.
Yeah.
And get some mozzarella cheese sticks.
Let us know. Or just interview somebody there.
I also wonder if they're a dollar or if they cost more in Canada with cheese.
Oh, they're probably like $85 there. They're buying them up like hotcakes.
Yep. Yeah, we'll have to interview some Canadians about this after the fact. All right, how about this story? We had the big blizzard that hit New York last week that we were talking about. So a man decided to create a place in his backyard to be able to, you know, real estate is all about location, location, location. So he built an igloo in his backyard and put it up on the site Airbnb.
Okay.
I like it.
Yes. And decided that he was going to charge $200 a night for people to stay in his igloo, which he called the Boutique Winter Igloo for Two. Tyson, you and Rachel have been on many exotic vacations. Would you guys check out a New York igloo on Airbnb?
No, Rachel doesn't like to be cold.
I think it's actually very warm in the igloo, though, no?
Yeah, it is, right? That's the whole thing of the igloo, is that it maintains heat.
Well, I think it's warmer than outside. I don't think it's like 95 degrees in there. I
thought it was like 95 degrees in there.
By the way, don't they have ice hotels in like Scandinavia or somewhere?
Yeah, they do, but I think those all have toilets and stuff.
Hmm. Yeah, they're nice. They're high end. He's just offering you a starter experience.
Yeah, this is just like an experience to be homeless, pretty much.
I think a homeless with an igloo is not homeless at all.
Yep, they shut it down, though. Airbnb shut down.
Why? Why shut it down?
Well, probably structural integrity. Not up to code.
Didn't meet code.
Yeah. Was that the problem?
And if that thing collapses on you in the middle of your sleep, you're dead.
Yeah.
Gone.
So it wasn't a certified igloo.
Well, it depends on how much snow.
Had an actual Eskimo made it, then maybe they would have said that was a thumbs up, but it was just like an amateur igloo.
I don't call them Eskimos. I call them Inuits.
Inuits.
And yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. The other problem is don't they make the little blocks? His looks like he just dug into a big pile of snow.
So you think because it was a kind of just a thrown together igloo? Yeah, this is not a very impressive looking igloo.
No.
Well, I think it didn't have all the stuff that Airbnb requires for you to put your stuff up, probably like a access to a bathroom, shower,
oh, yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah. No, it really is pretty janky, the igloo that this guy tried to put out there in Brooklyn. But I'm surprised like some hipsters didn't want to go and stay in it anyway.
Yeah, it's Brooklyn. Just did. Be close to the epicenter of hipsterdom would be enough to rent that place out.
Yeah,
I think they did want to, but Airbnb shut them down.
So here's his tweet. He said, got shut down by Airbnb for not meeting occupancy standards.
What
does that mean? Though they were nice enough to tell us that it looked very well constructed.
Okay. A little bit of a humble brag there. Well, my igloo got shut down, but they did say it was nicely constructed. So it's just the man keeping me down. You know, I could come in.
Yeah.
And build an igloo for anybody.
They gave him a $50 coupon too. What a nice coupon.
Whoa, so we should... Danny, don't you have a lot of snow in Utah right now?
Yeah, get that going.
If I make enough igloos, I might have some money to do an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Make a bunch of igloos, and then you'll get $50 coupons for each igloo built and taken off the site.
Did you happen to see that there was also... Somebody also made a Netflix and chill Airbnb. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Like, I really feel like that people take this Netflix and chill really too far. So there is a Netflix and chill apartment for rent on Airbnb. I think it was $400 a night, and it's sort of an apartment, and they have like a Netflix comforter. Like, really, really trying to bake in the Netflix aspect of it.
Did they include the Netflix socks to turn the TV off and you fall asleep?
No. And then so like it has like a, sort of like a bar, and then you could watch Netflix and then have like a Netflix bed. But I kind of feel like at the point where you're really incorporating the Netflix into the Netflix and chill, I feel like that's got to be a turnoff. No.
Yeah. I just think Airbnb is glad to have stories about them that don't include like hookers and hypodermic needles and smashed up apartments. So these are cute little stories. They'd much rather have Netflix and chill and igloo stories than they filmed a porno at my apartment.
Yeah.
And destroyed everything and left condoms and needles everywhere.
Does that happen a lot on Airbnb?
I'm in an Airbnb house right now.
Yeah. That's like every Airbnb story that comes out is about people having an orgy or filming a porno and destroying the house and leaving tons of, you know, the things that are used in both those activities around the house.
Tyson, now hold on. Now, how did you get to Hawaii again?
I'm in an Airbnb right now.
And you guys are on a 6-week shoot right there?
Yeah.
a series of films coming out soon?
It's not films. It's just actually a TV show. Same premise. It's just the first time they've ever done a TV series.
Wow. Okay. So we'll be on the lookout for that. All right. Let's see what else is going on. We talked recently about the 50 Cent feud that he was having. What was it with Meek Mill? Was that who he was feuding with?
With
Nas?
I can't remember. I mean, all of these things sound like chemicals, their names.
It was with Meek Mill, yeah.
Then there's also, have you guys been following the Wiz Khalifa Kanye West Twitter battle?
Yeah, I did catch that.
Okay. Well, again, we try not to, you know, delve too much in just celebrity gossip for the sake of that. But then when it touches the story, like becomes actual news and involves stuff that's going on the internet, that's when we get involved. So they've been going back and forth, and there's all these different things that they're saying to each other. But there has sparked a whole sort of cottage industry of commerce on the do-it-yourself merchandise website Etsy, on Etsy, Tyson.
Okay. So what do they have? Just like Team Wiz Khalifa shirts and stuff?
Yeah. So people are making up their own merchandise. So they're just like taking the different tweets and turning it into things that people are selling.
Yeah, this shirt sounds pretty awesome. You let a stripper trap you.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Something you wear to a family reunion, or it's nice. Yeah.
And you could also have coffee mugs that are also like the printout of the tweets that were made.
Mm.
Ooh.
If you're team Kanye or team Wiz Khalifa.
I would have thought that these people would fight for the right. I mean, can you claim that your tweet is your own intellectual property?
Hmm.
I think so.
Could you shut this down?
I'm not sure. If somebody wants to take a printout of your tweet and then they make something out of it, I'm not sure. Do you own your tweet after it goes out?
There has
maybe
to be.
If they give them credit. Maybe if there's a like a who said it type of deal.
Yeah.
No, there's no credit on the shirt.
Mm.
Yeah. Tyson, have you been concerned about this? That some of your tweets that people could be turning into different merchandise on Etsy?
I'm very concerned. I gotta go.
Tyson's got some great shirt worthy quotes.
And does being verified prevent that in any way?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Probably actually increases it.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you be excited if somebody was walking around with like a shirt or a mug with one of your tweets on it? Wouldn't that be like a good advertising for your Twitter?
I'd probably high five them. Yeah. Like, where'd you get that shirt? High five.
Yeah. On Etsy.
Etsy.
Yeah. I was following
the
this
dark net of crafts.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. They were really going back and forth. And then this Wiz Khalifa's Amber Rose got involved, and she was saying that she dated Kanye West and she did things to him and there were certain things that he was into, and then Kanye West had to like make a series of tweets denying what Amber Rose and it didn't seem like she really struck a nerve there with what she was saying. So yeah, really a lot of stuff going on with Wiz and Kanye.
Think how much better this would be if they feuded with potatoes rather than
yes.
It'd be a lot, you know, it'd be drawn out.
Bags
people would be able to cool. Yeah, people would be able to cool down. You know, all the hurtful things wouldn't be said because there'd be the lag between, you know, sending out the order and then receiving it. It would just make things a lot better if we did this by potato.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that maybe, or even if you could sort of commemorate some of the greatest tweets of all time with a potato, I think that yeah. would really be a whole different sort of industry for the mystery potato guys to get into.
Once Valentine's Day passes, they should get into this.
I think so. Yeah, commemorate your favorite tweets with
celebrity
a potato.
Tweets.
that would be a really good way to go. Also, in the news, we have talked a little bit about our fellow blabber, Martin Shkreli. Tyson, you know this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the same guy that he bought the patent for an AIDS medicine that was only a couple dollars, and he raised it to be like over $1,000, and then he's all the time on like Blab and Google Hangouts, you know, going on and on for many hours a day. And so he also is the owner of the only copy of the Wu-Tang Clan album Once Upon a Time in Shaolin.
See, I don't believe that.
You don't believe that he owns it, or you believe it's the only copy?
Well, no, I don't believe it's the only copy. I think that if he destroyed it like he's claiming he will, they've got it backed up, I'm sure, all over the place.
All right. So once upon
a time, you think so?
Oh, for sure.
Nobody's heard this album.
Yeah, I know. But do you think that they made the whole album? And remember, making an album, you record multiple tracks. I mean, it's a ton of work, a ton of information. And then they burned it to a CD, send it to the guy, and then deleted everything on their computer. I just don't see that happening.
But maybe that was part of the package.
Well, you get to go over and smash the hard drives.
Wu-Tang Clan's hard drives.
So it comes with a hammer and the CD.
Yeah. Well, this guy, Martin Shkreli, he's the only person who is the owner of it. And now, because Ghostface Killah has been critical of Martin Shkreli, Martin Shkreli is now saying that he is going to destroy this album, the world's only copy of Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, unless Ghostface Killah meets Martin Shkreli's demands, which are a written apology of at least 500 words with no grammatical errors.
Well, hey, again, an opportunity to use the potatoes for good. Do the written apology on like 7 bags of potatoes.
So,
written apology. Yeah.
Tyson, so are you team Ghostface Killah or team Shkreli on this?
I think I'm team Ghostface Killah.
Yeah.
Ghostface Killah.
Will any of the tweets back and forth be featured on Etsy, do you think?
Maybe Ghostface Killah would be. I think the other guys maybe.
Yeah, I can't. What did he say about him? You're a white something. The original tweet where he makes fun of the kid, Martin. I believe the original tweet.
He was quoted as saying that he was an S-word head and he would break his heart in 4 days. That's what he told TMZ.
Hold on.
So really, I wouldn't mess with Ghostface Killah. You probably don't want to mess with either of these guys.
How's he going to break his heart in 4 days? How's he going to break his heart in 4 days?
Probably going to make him fall in love with him.
Up with him via potatoes.
Yeah, then send him a bunch of nasty potatoes. Like, I faked it. You're rotten.
That would sting.
The other thing about this Martin Shkreli guy is that he also has never listened. It's not like he's such a big Wu-Tang Clan fan that he just bought it and then he taunts people and says that I'm never going to listen to it. I'm just going to break it. Like he says that he never even played it.
Yeah.
Wait. He's pretty. He said he's never listened to it.
Yes.
Yeah. He's never listened to it. Wow. How much did it cost him? Over $1 million?
I'm not sure if it was quite that much. I was trying to find the actual price. But it says on the Wikipedia page for Once Upon a Time in Shaolin that it was bought at auction, but it does not say. It says a legal agreement with the purchaser says it cannot be commercially exploited until 2103, but it can be released for free or played during parties. So you could check out Martin Shkreli. I think he's on daily on Blab, so you could check out. Maybe he'll play it one day. Maybe he'll have Ghostface Killah on. We also will open up a seat for Ghostface Killah here on our Blab. We've got an open seat right now if Ghostface Killah is listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and remember, we're pro Ghostface Killah.
Yeah. So very, very interesting stuff going on every week here on News AF. Any other stories that you guys want to make sure we talk about today?
Well, it says he purchased the album for $2
million. $2 million, wow.
That's what...
A lot of potatoes, a lot of cheese.
What's that in cheese?
Yeah.
That's at least 4 million pounds.
Oh, wait.
No, 1 million pound of cheese.
We actually have one other rap story. We've talked about Kanye, talked about Ghostface Killah. There's also a change.org petition. We always love our change.org petitions that's circulating around to get Snoop Dogg to narrate an entire season of Planet Earth on the Discovery Channel.
The new David Attenborough.
Danny, are you a big fan of the Planet Earth documentaries?
Yeah, they're spectacular.
Wow.
Have you ever watched one?
Yeah, they're really
great. I've never watched one.
You should watch them.
You've never watched one?
They get some amazing footage.
No, I haven't watched it. So they've already gotten 50,000 supporters. So if this was in Canada, this would already be a law by now, several times over. They need 24,000 more to get to 75,000. I'm not sure what happens at 75,000.
Then they have to get to 100,000.
Then they have to get to 100,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that what will happen is that Snoop Dogg will narrate one episode that won't be aired, but will be sent out to an auction house. And then the highest bidder will get the Planet Earth narrated by Snoop Dogg.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Danny, would you be in on the bidding?
I don't think I like Snoop Dogg, like his voice. I could see it. I could see it working. I would watch an episode of Planet Earth with Snoop Dogg narrating.
Yeah. Should it be about dogs, that episode?
Yeah, stick with the theme.
Dog Pound. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he should be about, African dogs, hyenas and all of those. It would be great. Yeah. That's something I'd be interested in watching.
So I guess Jimmy Kimmel had started the ball rolling on this. He had done a few minutes of it with Snoop narrating it, and people have just really taken it by storm. They really want more and more Snoop Dogg narrating nature shows. Was Snoop Dogg good at it, or it's just that it's like an ironic thing to want?
It's funny. It was funny.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it when we're done here.
All right, let's bring in Adam, our Australian correspondent. He always has some other stories for us to talk about. Adam, are you there?
I'm here. Hello. How are we doing?
Fantastic, Adam. How are you doing?
I'm good, Rob. I'm just letting you know I purchased tickets tonight also. Hopefully going to try to make it out to New York.
Wow. Well, now, which one? Which one? In LA or New York? We just announced that we're doing another live Survivor Know-It-Alls show in New York in April. And so it's actually the show has already sold out. And I had texted Stephen Fishback this morning to say, hey, the show sold out. And he said, oh, great. We should raise the prices next time. $500 a ticket, he said. And I wrote back, LOL. And then he said, or we should just sell one ticket for $1 million. And I said, oh, this would be just like the Wu-Tang album. And so Steven Fishback has, the same idea as Ghostface Killer. Maybe the next show should just be we sell one ticket for $1 million. He said, but then we just have to sell one.
Well, if I win Australian Survivor, then I could buy that $1 million ticket and then I could be the Martin Shkreli of Rahat.
Yes, perfect. Perfect.
Works perfectly.
And then not even end up showing up.
Yes, just like be on like Instagram, like, here's my ticket, let me set it on fire.
Yes, that I bought. Exactly right.
All right, so what's our hashtag for today?
Caveat empty.
Caveat empty, one. Yes. As opposed to, buyer beware of the empty cheesesteaks over at McDonald's. Of course, you could subscribe to News AF directly. Go to newsaf.news. I'm sorry. Newsaf.news. That's the link to take us to our iTunes store. Of course, we'll be back again next week at 12 p.m. noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific to talk about all of the news coming out of the big Super Bowl.
Ooh, going to be exciting.
Yeah. Yes, we'll have a lot of news. We'll have a lot of news, I'm sure, next Monday, of course. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who does an outstanding job of editing and putting together all of the News AF podcasts every single week. Of course, follow Tyson on Twitter, at Tyson Apostle, at Danny Bryson. I'm at Rob Sister. Anything else?
No. Yeah, I got the 5-star review of the week, bro.
Oh, let's do it.
Oh, okay.
So here's our 5-star review of the week.
Go for it.
Entertainment at its best. 5-star by Sad.
Sad.
S-A-D. Yeah. I love driving to work every Tuesday morning, listening to the banter amongst these three zany guys. Seeing what they find newsworthy is hilarious. And the fact that they treat such topics so seriously often has me laughing aloud. Great chemistry between the three guys. Love it.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah. They find our seriousness hilarious.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. And thank you so much. If you want to leave another rating for us, I guess, or leave one if you haven't left one yet, newsaf.news at the iTunes store helps more and more people find the show. All right. So that's going to do it for us here this week on News AF. We'll be back next Monday to talk about all the news for the week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Shaka bras. That's Hawaiian.